Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful that you're with me today, taking the time to study the Word of God. My prayer always for these times of this podcast is that you are growing in your walk with the Lord, that you're becoming strong, you're growing your spiritual muscles, and your times of difficulty and trouble, you're believing in the Lord more than you ever have in your life. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer today and ask Him to bless us again with the truth of His Word. So pray with me, if you will, today as we begin our study. Heavenly Father, it is a joy to know that we have Your Word available to us every single day. There's not a day that goes by, not an hour, not a minute, that Your Word isn't available to us that are hearing the sounds that we're making today. And Lord, what a blessing. You want us to be involved with You. You want us to have a personal relationship with You. You want us to hear from You. And so that's what we ask today, Lord, that we would hear the truth of Your Word through Your Holy Spirit and be empowered to live according to that truth. We bless You and we thank You for this Word. We do so because You've so blessed us with Jesus Christ, Your Son, and the relationship that we can have with You through Him. Bless us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mortify Your Members. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. As Paul the Apostle continued to encourage the Colossian church members to set their affection on things above and not on things on the earth, he told them that they were dead to the worldly things and their lives were hid with Christ in God. Because of this, when Christ appears, they would also appear with Him in glory. In chapter 3 and verse 5 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul told the church members more ways they live as they mortify their members, where we read, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry." The verse begins, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." Paul employed the word mortify, which means to make dead, to put to death, slay, or deny the strength of, and then added therefore, which is a conclusion word that tells us to refer to what was just written. Because they were to appear with Christ in glory, they were now to mortify or put to death their members which are upon the earth, which refers to their earthly bodies or their inclination to use their bodies for earthly criminal ways. The verse goes on to say, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. To further his point of mortification of their body, Paul names six ways their bodies could be used which are criminal, earthly, or against the law of God. First was fornication, which is the Greek word pornea, from which we get the English word pornography, and it means illicit sexual intercourse, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, intercourse with animals, close relatives, or with a divorced woman or man. Next was uncleanness, which is the impurity of lustful, luxurious, profligate living and of impure motives. Paul next listed inordinate affection, which means whatever befalls one, whether it be sad or joyous, a calamity, mishap, evil, affliction, a feeling which the mind suffers, an affliction of the mind, emotion, passion, passionate deed, depraved, the idea of passion or vile passions. He next added evil concupiscence, or a bad nature, feeling, or action toward, desire, craving, longing for what is forbidden. It's basically lust, and the Colossians were to mortify this sort of desire. Finally, Paul added covetousness, which is greedy desire to have more, or avarice. Paul concluded his list by stating, which is idolatry, or the worship of false gods, or the formal sacrificial feats held in honor of false gods. As we think about this list of earthly and temporary ways written by Paul, let us note that these are ways of living that are to be put to death or mortified. The implication is that they are alive, and an action needs to be taken against them. Because the Colossians and Christians everywhere should be in expectancy of the Lord Jesus' return, earthly and ungodly ways must be denied, put to death, and forsaken. Paul noted that this list of earthly desires, when they're followed, were idolatry, and each of them become as an idol whenever they are followed. Those who practice these earthly things are as though they are worshiping false gods. And if the passions are strong enough in many of these areas, they actually become as idols to which honor and worship is given. Let us meditate and examine our own lives in light of the appearing of the Lord Jesus. And should we find any of these errant ways in our members, let us mortify them, that no God will reign within us other than the Creator God of the universe. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians how God's wrath comes upon those who do such things. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.